What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the TDM Show. I am your host, Greg, tonight, as I usually am, joined by some of my cool friends that I'll introduce here in a second. Tonight, we're going to talk about, quite frankly, video games. Talk about Halo, going to talk about Witcher, going to talk about an anime. I don't know. But first, before we get to all that stuff, of course, let's introduce everybody. What is up, Matt? How are you tonight, my guy?
Pretty good. Obviously, like we're coming off of like a week break, but it doesn't feel like a break.
Yeah, it was exhausting. Very exhausting. Ash, what about you? Do you have at least a good break off?
I would say it's probably relatively the same as both of y'all. incredibly busy. Or emotional roller coaster, you name it.
Sounds fun. did you guys at least play any video games?
Ark?
All right, still on the Ark train. Mm-hmm. Did you stream it all, Ash? I know you streamed a little bit today, didn't you?
Yeah, so I tried to stream day before yesterday, and I streamed for like an hour. And I couldn't keep my eyes open, so I shut it down and passed out. But I was streaming today for about 3 hours, give or take. And then I finished dinner and put clothes, flipped the clothes, laundry, all that fun stuff. I'm in the process of building a massive battleship, I think is the easiest way I can explain it.
Like physically or like?
No, in the game.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was just like in her backyard or something.
I was to say, if I could build a massive battleship in real life, you know how much money I would be making?
I thought it was like Legos. Like I'm building a massive battleship and it's going to have all kinds of little compartments and people and things flip open. Like that's what I went to.
I mean, I could because we have, I don't know, enough Legos to build a small mansion. But no, in Ark, I'm building a massive ship that will be functional. It's just getting all the pieces to properly and cooperate is the stressful part.
So in Ark, you are building an Ark.
I wouldn't really say Ark because it's not that big. But it's big in the sense of lots and lots of guns and multiple levels.
A death arc. Hell yeah. What about you, Matt? Did you play any video games?
First, I would be remiss if I did not say happy birthday to Kingdom Hearts. It is officially 20 years old. I know you don't care for it, Greg, but...
Actually, go ahead.
And we're 13 days out from, as of right now, from the 20th anniversary celebration that they're going to be, Square Enix is going to be doing, where they're supposed to be dropping some pretty big news. So a lot to be excited for, plus a lot of the fan, the commemorative art for the 20th anniversary has just been so on point. I don't know if you guys saw the one that Final Fantasy VII did, in tribute to Kingdom Hearts 20th. Anniversary.
That's actually what I was pulling up on their Instagrams that I saw, and I was going to share it because that was by far the best looking Kingdom Hearts poster I've seen yet today.
Oh, it's awesome, and I know you're just saying that because it's clouded Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously,
it's got a heart moon behind him.
Right. I think it's actually the cover of the very first one, the American cover. They just swapped.
Negative Ghost Rider. The American cover was the exact cover that was on the remake cover. It was just low grade.
Wait, hold on. Let me look at this again.
Are you talking about Final Fantasy VII or Kingdom Hearts?
I'm talking about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was the original cover art. Sorry, yeah. I misunderstood. Yeah, the only thing that matters in that entire topic is Final Fantasy VII. Kingdom Hearts is just there because Final Fantasy VII paved the way. Like, Kingdom Hearts doesn't deserve that notoriety.
Yes, it does. 20 years?
Look, Michael Jordan's the greatest. Fight me. Same way about Final Fantasy VII. Kingdom Hearts can kick rocks.
But you know what? I'll let you have this one. Clearly, you need this one. all that to say, or over the weekend, I was thinking, like, subconsciously, I was thinking, I was like, oh, yeah, it's like 20th anniversary is coming up, and we're also going to be getting the celebration. I should probably go back and play the Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC that I haven't even touched since it came out almost a little over 2 years ago. 2 years ago?
Diehard fan.
Listen, I'm a diehard fan. 3 was rough. Like, 3 was rough. But from what everyone said, the DLC has some really cool battles that they've added, especially from the Keyblade Warriors, but that's beside the point. Didn't do that. I did quite literally boot up Pokemon Brilliant Diamond because over the weekend was the last chance to get Shaman from Oak's Letter.
Oh, really?
As a mystery gift. So that's gone and went. You can still fight Arceus if you've completed the Pokedex in Legends Arceus. But I didn't. Like, I loaded it up, I looked at it, and I was just like, cool, I'm going to bed. But I did play 15 minutes of No Man's Sky.
Oh. I think in the last 2 weeks, I'm almost certain at some point in time, I played some Elden Ring. Got clear. Did I say? I think, yeah, I did. Last time I had talked about it, I did clear the first major boss, I guess. That was pretty cool. Still haven't done anything exciting since then. Just a lot of exploring and running around, dying a little bit here and there. I also purchased Strangers of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin Story. That's still sealed. I purchased Kirby.
Okay.
That's still sealed. I did purchase Rune Factory 5. I opened it. And then I played Kirby All-Stars.
Nice.
Because, yeah, why not? I don't know. I was just looking forward to Kirby Forgotten Land, but it's Kirby. It's not hard. It's like playing a Yoshi game. Like, I hate to say it's not that bad, but it's simple. It's easy. So, I don't know. I'll probably try and get to Stranger's Paradise this week instead of playing Elden Ring. But we'll see. So, let's talk about video game news. Ash?
Sure.
You want to talk about the guy that rides unicorns, bareback?
So, CD Projekt Red has not officially said Witcher 4, because they've already stated that the first trilogy will remain a trilogy, so it's not going to be called Witcher 4, but it will potentially be in the same, I wouldn't say era, but there's definitely the same universe. So they've already said essentially that they're going to be looking into working on an additional Witcher of some kind, especially since they have revamped their contracts with the actual author of the original Witcher series to strengthen that bond. They've already come out and said that. I think the CEO, Adam Kaczynski, I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it, Adam, we're going to call him Adam. So he has essentially said that he's happy to announce that the next installment of the Witcher series of games is currently in development, kicking off a new saga for the franchise. That was about almost a week ago now.
So they're almost done?
No, I wouldn't say that they've at least started working on it, because they had said previously that they really wanted to Cyberpunk 2077 stuff done. I mean, they released that huge DLC patch for Cyberpunk not too long ago for PS5 and Xbox Series. So they're still messing with that, but they've already hashed out what they call a relatively clear concept for the next game of the Witcher series and says that they're going to release another AAA game by 2021. Obviously, it's 2022 now, so everything on that aspect got put on hold, you know, especially with everything that's going on right now, since their studios are in Poland, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So with all that going on, I mean, it's relatively self-explanatory on what, as far as priority has been put up on the show. But with the fact that they've rehashed deals with the original author of the Witcher series, especially, you know, with everybody's hype over the Netflix series, I feel like it's going to be pretty interesting. Theory in general, I don't think they're going to continue with Geralt at all, because they've already said that original trilogy is going to be kind of on its own. However, that doesn't mean that they won't do anything with people in the realm of Geralt. So, for example, like his teacher. And I don't know if any of you have watched the animated series that they put on Netflix, The Witcher.
Did you watch it? I have not.
No?
Not the animated one. I've watched the actual, like, series.
I would watch the animated one. It's actually really good. And it's a precursor to adult Geralt, essentially. So I want to say that, granted, this is all theory, it's not actual fact, CD Projekt Red hasn't actually come out and said it, but I have a feeling that they may do one of those, like, reverse stories type of thing, where they put out a new game, but the game is technically a precursor to the previous game.
So you're talking about a prequel?
Yeah, but like...
kind of Star Wars style.
Yeah, just more than just a standard prequel, though. Like, really exploring the beginnings of the Witcher universe and why they were created in the first place.
I guess it makes sense, as of right now, the only thing we have is a new saga begins.
Exactly. You know, the other aspect of that could be potentially... you know, alternate unit style, since that everything is being real. But I feel like it would be more of like a deep origin story type of thing. Like, the biggest thing that I could potentially see happening is the war with the elves. And how big of a deal that was, but they don't really explain it all that much.
They sure don't.
So I feel like that could be another potential, you know, you're in the beginnings of the war and you kind of see what sets it off. And
you what have if they the just what use. If they just start with the first Witchers?
Well, that's, you know, another route, I guess.
I mean, it's not nearly as interesting as yours, but. I know the answer. I looked it up on the internet, and per Reddit, it says I think it was on Tuesday. So it's about 6 days ago. Seven now.
About a week ago, then.
That was when the first Witcher was made. Oh, this was made since 6 years ago, so it might be like 6 years a week. Sorry. Yeah, nice. No, I mean, I've never played, like, I tried playing Witcher 3. I have said this 1,000 times on this podcast, if I said it once. I have severe gamer ADD, and when all those stupid little things pop up on the map, I get distracted and overwhelmed, and I don't do a damn thing. I can respect Witcher. It is very clearly a great selling game, as everybody I know plays it, loves it, but I've never been able to. Maybe I can now. Let's see. But I don't know. Yeah, not being able to play all the other ones. Although now I think my wife would love watching me play that game. Huh, check it out. Sometimes that works. So I take it you're excited for this, Ash?
Yeah. I really hope that they do that, like, deep origin story type of thing. Or at least give us a more in-depth look of the world prior to Geralt. You know, what happened with the elves? Why did it start in the first place? Give you the option of choosing sides, that kind of thing. Like, I feel like that would be a really good potential series because
how
it was
long
of war.
How long do you think before this first game comes out?
I would probably say 2024, 2025, give or take. So it's definitely a little ways out. Because
you think it's gonna be that quick?
Well, considering they have essentially all of the major groundwork with the original series, it wouldn't be too hard to tweak it.
Yeah, but you got to think they're going all from Unreal Engine 4 to 5. So now I don't know how much has to come in that, but they're probably going to have to recreate all, if not, at the very least, most of the assets of the game. So you're talking a ground-up game with the title.
But I would say as far as a lot of the world details, though, I'm pretty sure they could just upgrade the coding for it and recycle a lot of it. So, because, I mean, just the detail of the game itself is what took the longest, if I'm not, you know, mistaken.
If they do it in the same area. So, I'm just trying to get... So there was, I guess there was 2 years between Witcher 3 and Witcher announced and released. But it also took them 8 to do Cyberpunk. And we don't know, I don't think this was like the 2013 release, if I remember correctly, where they actually gave us video footage or some sort of in-game look to it. I just want you to temper your expectations and don't think you're going to get this in 2 years. I think this is more like 2026. They're just starting. I mean, I could be wrong.
Well, because originally they said that as soon as they had released Cyberpunk, that they were going to start working on this.
Yeah, but they got bogged down with Cyberpunk.
Yeah. But most of that's just been...
The whole damn game. that last patch literally redid the entire game.
Yeah.
So they did different... There, I think they changed some lines in it. They made changes to storyline, tweaked it a little bit. Like, they did a lot of stuff to that game in the last patch.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, they've always been really good at patches as well as... you know, DLC content. I mean, just we got 16 DLCs for Witcher in itself, you know, two major expansion DLCs. So I don't put it past them for putting out good fixed content. Unfortunately, I just wish it was in the original game in the first place. But I think that's all of us. So,
Matt, are you excited for Witcher, the new saga begins?
I'm gonna be real with you. I've never played any of the Witcher games.
Is there anything you are excited for?
Yes, there is. Which is pretty. What if I just said no?
That'd be let down. Like, I tried so hard.
It's like no, but Bandai Namco talked about this one thing earlier today.
Ash, before we get into that, did you have anything else you want to talk about, Ash?
As of right now, no.
Okay. You know, tell me to shut up if I miss something.
Nah.
You're gonna pass up on that invitation?
That would make you feel better.
Thanks, Ash. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay. So. Let's talk about one of my favorite genre of games. I say that very loosely because there's only one type of game in this genre. Bandai Namco announced a new One Piece game that I'm actually kind of stoked for. And if you've listened to this podcast long enough, or if you've played video games long enough, specifically any anime related or inspired games, you all know they are simply just fighting games. There's no if and or buts about it.
Bruh, I'm so tired of it. Like, I love anime. I want to play anime games. Every anime game is always a brawler.
Listen, and that's why I was really, I don't want to say,
all right, let me, well, hold on. Every anime game based off an anime. Yeah. Technically, Persona is an anime game.
And there's others like that. But... You're right.
I would also consider Genshin one too.
Say what?
Genshin Impact.
Right, but that's not based off of anime, is it?
I don't think so. No,
you could call it an anime game.
That's why I specified. Yes, that's exactly why I specified, because Genshin Impact and Code Vein and what was the other one I just said?
Persona.
That Persona.
I'm tired. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Any games that are made based off of an anime show are all fighters, which it worked for Dragon Ball Z because we got the Budokai Tenkaichis, Xenoverse fighters. But there's so many, what's the saying? There are only so many ways you can skin a cat. Is that how it goes?
Actually, there's more than one way to skin a cat, but I like to.
we'll roll with it. I mean, it worked for Naruto because you have Ultimate Ninja Storm, which, and ultimately that's why I wasn't as excited or as like feeling fulfilled as a gamer playing the Demon Slayer game, because it was literally Ultimate Ninja Storm reskinned. You just give them swords and a little bit different techniques, and they gave you like the Demon Slayer game. But One Piece has a pretty unique attribute to the show already, and they actually did investigate the RPG aspect to this in World Seeker, and that's what One Piece Odyssey is really looking to do, is to capitalize on that. So it seems like we're getting an open world game where you can adventure and you can find treasure and fight monsters and be a pirate. Like, I know people played Assassin's Creed Black Flag. I'm sure that was fun. I liked Assassin's Creed, but not enough. This seems like my wheelhouse. Like, I am so excited about this. Right now, if you go to Bandai Namco's website, it's up for pre-order. You can get a little blurbs on One Piece Odyssey already, but I'm super excited to see what else they come out with for this game.
So, like...
Well, didn't they kind of try to touch on that with One Punch Man? Where they tried to do that whole, like, open world, but not really open world type of aspect?
See, that's the problem. A lot of games have tried to get into it. One that kind of comes to mind is Shinobi Strikers, which was a hot garbage when it came out. Like, they fixed some things and it was fine, but the servers were quite literal potatoes. And there have been more open room kind of games, like Dragon Ball Z, especially with Xenoverse, and some of the later games have really gotten into. But like a truly open world game, or more so of an expansive open map you can explore. Not that I can recall.
Kakarot did that. But Kakarot, to its core, was like, it was an RPG game, but it still had like fighting as you like. And it makes sense because it's Dragon Ball Z, but like,
right,
it was still fighting. It works for that. But like, there's other games that I feel could be better suited, or even Dragon Ball Z if it was turn-based. It just felt like they were going more action RPG, I guess you could say, but it was still fighter. Yeah. And then you have like other animes have tried. So Fairy Tail in 2020 released their version, and it was an RPG, but it wasn't It wasn't great.
And Black Clover tried it recently, 2018, 2019 or something like that.
Around that time period. And it was, again, it was a brawler.
Yeah.
It was another fighter. So, yeah, like, they're so often fighting. I guess my question to this one, I don't know One Piece at all. Mm-hmm. Is it going to start from a specific point or is it just wherever? And then the other thing is, what kind of battle mechanic is going to have? Because if it's another fighter, open world style, I'm out.
Like, yeah. I'm so to answer your first question, this is a completely original story from Oda, who is the creator of One Piece. So it's not tied to the show per se. And I think
in name, but that's it.
Yeah. And I think if it's anything kind of, did you play World Seeker at all?
No.
Okay. If it's anything like World Seeker, in my mind, World Seeker played kind of like Dynasty Warriors in a bit. To kind of like where you're running around, you have these objectives that you're doing, and then like you can run into enemies. But in this case, like in Dynasty Warriors, you're just kind of trapped there until like you beat all of them. Mm-hmm. But in this one, like you can choose to fight them, you can choose to split. But also, like at its core, One Piece is an anime. It's about powers. It's a, like there is going to be fighting to it. But it'll be a bit more unique in the power sets and moves that you have. So it's not just, oh, who can chakra dash and use substitutions first and then get clapped for the next 15 combos. So if it's anything like World Seeker, I think it'll be okay.
But it is gonna be turn based.
Did you ever play any of the Yakuza games?
No. I own some of them.
Because, honestly, if they took One Piece aspects and then applied some of the hand-to-hand combat between your character and enemies like they did with the Yakuza games, I think that would be really dope. Because it takes away that typical brawler style of fighting and gives you more, like, I guess, structured fighting would be the best word. As well as the fact that if you could use your environment... just like you can with those games.
Well, One Piece Odyssey transports the Straw Hats to a mysterious new island where they embark on quests and fight powerful enemies and massive bosses in exciting turn-based battles. So it is going to be turn-based. That's cool. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like,
hey, what do we say on this podcast, Greg? It's for someone. It's
something for somebody. Yeah.
And that someone is me.
Take it, man. I'm not like you guys. Really, I miss Caleb. I miss Caleb. Like, I don't talk about Diablo 2 enough. I don't know what a Warframe is. I don't know why there's only one piece left. Like, there's a whole bowl full of candy loot in the kitchen. Like, I don't get it. I'm old. Okay, guys.
We get it. We're not good enough for you anymore.
It's not even that. It's I'm at that stage in my life where it's, oh, these kids don't know what music is. It was so much better back in my day. this is my version of that. This is the video game version of video games were better back in my day. Mm. As I like constantly return to playing Final Fantasy 7 and 9 and 10 and yeah, like I want to play a game that's based off the Super Nintendo stylized look. Hello.
Times are changing, Greg.
Speaking of which, Chrono Cross, that's the second one I was on PlayStation, is coming physically to the Switch if you order it from Asia. So what's your boy about to do? Order that game from Asia. Sit on the shelf with the wrapper on it. All right.
Would that even be able to be played since... the region lock or
switches are not region locked. There's no more region locking games anymore. So you could import Xbox, PlayStation, or Nintendo Switch games, and they'll play on any console.
Oh, nice.
Well, within that family, obviously, you're not gonna play a Switch game on a PlayStation.
Well,
so I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, Halo. Specifically. the Halo TV show. We saw the first episode was released this last week. If you have not watched it yet, wait a week until at least two episodes. Maybe wait till three. It started off. It clearly predates Halo Reach, even because you actually. I'm gonna spoil stuff. They talk about going to Reach, so it takes place before the fall of Halo Reach. So it precedes all the video games. Chief does not have Cortana yet. And by the way, if you have not watched it, I'm gonna spoil an hour of a TV show that's mediocre at best. So go to Twitter and yell at me because I spoiled the show for you. But it starts off and it's very like hand-fisted, force-feeding. This is based off a video game. You get a glimpse inside Chief's HUD. You get the blow shield beeping from Halo from Chief. You see Halo Chief's first-person view and he drops his weapon and picks up another one. Like, it's very, very forced. And it feels Doom starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson kind of cringy. Like, it just doesn't... You don't have to. It's like The Witcher didn't pop in a third-person mode and show button-mashing combos to kill your enemies when watching a TV show. You know what I mean? Like... you don't need to do that stuff to be like, based off a video game. I know, Ash, The Witcher, a Netflix series was based off a book. I know.
You feel me judging you.
Oh, I know. As soon as I said it, I saw your little box laid up like you're dying to talk. And I was like, no, I'll just crush it before she kicks me. She's a shin kicker. It's going to hurt.
I'm sure. I got to do something.
I know, that's what I was going for, but you said it, not me. But like, so it feels really forced. There was, so like, as the Covenant are invading this outer ring galaxy world, I can't remember the terminology I used, but one of the outlying colonies, like space series nowadays focus on those, right? So as the elite are barging into this base, they have like a turret mounted truck and these humans are shooting at one elite and it's just like bing, 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 bing. Doesn't do anything. Not a daggum thing. And then like 15 minutes later, at best, one of Silver Team, which is the team that Chief is on, one of his team members are down and get cornered by three elites and he can't do anything with his little rifle. And so he picks up the same weapon. And lo and behold, my man takes out three elites like it was nothing. Like, so it's little things like that. Like I look at, I know I'm getting really nitpicky, but it's little stuff like that. The armor, it's got a very sci-fi vibe to it. Sci-fi channel vibe.
That's very Stargate specific.
Atlantis, mm-hmm. Stargate Atlantis, Battlestar Galactica. Like, it's not that it would be bad, but that it doesn't have the same production value you'd expect from like a Netflix, an HBO. Like, it is a Showtime production, and Showtime's late night TV viewing has not been up lately, it looks like. So they don't have the same funds they used to have.
Dang. It's very, very much like you walk in and like on the TV and you can already tell it's like, oh, this is a sci-fi channel.
Yes. Right. Like, I'm telling you, boot it up and just look for the logo on the bottom right, because it's definitely watermarked in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So like, I watched it with my wife. She knows Halo but isn't a nerd. I'm not gonna say I know everything of Halo. I've read some of the books, but it's been a decade since I've played all the games, but it's not like I'm scratching for all the lore. Like, it's enjoyable. I get the story. It makes fun. It's fun. I don't get it. I don't get the TV show. For me, it was a 6. Mm-hmm. For my wife, she was like, oh, it's fun. It's cool. And then her biggest complaint was they chose that ugly ass dude to be chief.
Yeah, that was the other thing about like going into the series is when we found out that Chief will be taking off his helmet. I was like, okay, one of two things are going on here. Either it's in someone's contract that they want to be seen and known and equated as Master Chief, so they have someone to like prop up and be like, this is the guy for our franchise. Or they saw Mandalorian, they saw like when Jin took off his helmet and they're just like, oh, we can do that. And then just didn't think any further past that.
Hey, it's what's worse. Yeah, that is literally like, you didn't see Mando's face until what, season two? Late into season two? Mm-hmm. You saw this dude early in episode one. Mm. Like, there was no like, ooh, what's he look like for the new viewers? How can he be? Oh, this is what we all think he looked like, some pale, crusty, sweaty boy sitting in a tin can and never sees the sunlight. Like, that's what we all expected. Nah, this dude, it's just a chubby white dude with a buzz cut.
Mm-hmm. So then, okay. Obviously, like, I still want to, like, sit down and watch this show. Because, I mean, there's a lot of ways they could have gone with this. Like, you either have, like, an established Master Chief who essentially just solos everything he does because no one can keep up. Or I would much rather, if they want to, like, have someone and show, like, this is Master Chief, do, like, I don't want to be, like, cheesy, but do, like, the coming-of-age Chief. Like, he's going, like, doing the training. He, like, ends up in, like, the Spartan program. And
see, like, that's the thing about it. So he doesn't end up in the Spartan program. My man gets plucked from the crib. Like, essentially, that's how it works with early Spartans.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what's crazy about this is he takes off his helmet after saying he doesn't take it off because it gives him all the information that he needs. He takes off his helmet in a plea with this woman that survived all the elites as the only survivor from the base, but was just given an order to kill her. But because he saw a flashback when he touched this object, he sees you. Like, he on his teach humanity. And it's a weird drastic change because this is the same Master Chief who, in a gym when he was training as a kid, four ODST droppers, like, picked on him in the gym and dude wrecked their souls. Like, killed two of them or something stupid. Like, it was, and paralyzed the other two. Like, it was no bueno according to the lore of Master Chief. And here this dude is just like, oh, you got a gun to my head? Duke off my helmet. Make me vulnerable to you. Like, that's...
Listen.
It's so out of character. It's, well, just like, why?
I don't want to say it's out of character for him. Now, I'm not the biggest Halo fan. Like, I could see where they're going for that. But because of the context that we always see Master Chief, it's always like he is fighting for his life. It is him versus aliens. Like, we very rarely see, like, the only other humanoids that he interacts with are the people that are telling him what to do, who he doesn't really like. And so, like,
and how, but not even that. How cold is he to the other Marines?
Very true.
Like, he's just old to everybody.
I don't want to say that because, like, my memory is, like, going back to 5 when they were literally trying to bring him in and he's just, like, gladiatoring the hell out of them. He's just like, get back.
he's always been just whatever. Like, you're there. I'm not worried about you. Mm-hmm. You're not my concern. I'm going to keep on keeping on.
And is that just, like, his character, or is that just, like, that's the wares of time? Because, like,
you don't see humanity in Master Chief until Halo 6. You could say you saw it like Halo 3-ish, 2 when he lost Cortana, I guess, because that's really where it started. And then it was always like Cortana he's losing and that's his humanity. But that was more like Pinocchio chasing Jiminy Cricket.
Mm.
Like, he was always just cold. He was Antonio Brown with less words.
And not a mixtape.
Like, yeah, not a mixtape.
And bigger.
And a lot bigger. Like, and so that's my thing about it is I get they didn't show Chief as a true badass, save for the opening scene when he's mauling a bunch of elites left and right, even though the elites are completely destroying the entire town they're in. But it's cool. One person survived and they're trying to kill him. Like, they didn't show any sort of badassery at a Chief and show what he is. They hinted that he's the leader of Silver Team, and that is literally it. There's nothing else to it.
So
they don't build the character up, and they're like, I'm gonna take his mask off. So to everybody watching, just take his mask off.
So I'm kind of torn at this point, and especially, like, again, reiterating, I haven't watched episode one. From what you're telling me, I'm kind of torn because if you have an early-ish Chief, like, yes, we know him in, like, kind of like the end context of where he ends up, and he's like, oh, this is the guy that does it all. He saves everyone's ass. He, like, rescues Cortana multiple times. And it's like, but if he's early in his career, like, he has to learn to be that guy somehow. And, like, in my mind, this is the journey of him, like, learning to become that. Now, do I agree with that decision? Like, from a storytelling standpoint, absolutely not. I do want to see, like, him already established, or even, like, early John. Is that the name he goes by?
That's his name, yes.
Yeah. Or, like, early John that's really, like, being trained and bred to be a Spartan. I don't know. Like, I understand. Again, I understand the choice. Do I agree with it? That's a different question.
Well, so did you ever see the animated one that they did? I want to say it was on Netflix.
So
when he was, like, a kid.
There were two different. So there was an animated one, and there was a live action, like, Halo series content that they had on Netflix years ago, right?
Yeah, this one, the one that I'm talking about is, I believe, is animated. I'm pretty certain it's animated. Okay.
Very loosely, I remember it.
I go back and watch it. I would definitely recommend watching it because that, I think, is probably one of the better made ones that I've seen. When it comes to, like, his origin story type of thing. I really wish they would have continued with that. Granted, it's a completely different streaming service, so we're never going to get any of that. But I feel like if they would have kept that original concept and just kind of continued with it, we'd have a much more accurate and a much more pleasing to the, I wouldn't say to the eye, but to the gaming community.
Let me be clear. A couple things real quick. I don't think it needs to be. I think what it's doing is okay. I think the force feeding of this is based off of games is bad, as far as, like, the appearance of it. My issue with it, this takes place just before the Reach video game, like, it's that same year, 2552. But my issue with it is that this generation of Spartans that Chief is part of, Winter Soldier, about the actual brainwash, but they're brainwashed, but, like, trained to be that way, kind of deal. So, like, there's no activation code. It's just, you are the super soldier. Go do as I say, because you were broken down as a kid, and this is all you know. So, like, all of the sense of, like, I don't want to say pain and harm, but, like, some of the human emotion is kind of taken away, and the only human emotion you kind of have is for your team. And Chief has never been, like, his whole lore, he was always a badass, but he was a badass for just doing stupid lucky things, like detonating an explosive on a Covenant ship and then gassing himself on the space and just hoping it works.
Mm-hmm.
Or they went on a hump and he was put in charge, and they did as kids, and they stole one of the drop ships to get back early, and, like, they lucked out because they didn't actually get fired on. They swarmed the entire guard and nobody died. But like there was life-threatening circumstances that occurred in that. They could have been severely, you know, disciplined for it. But like there was things like that that happened throughout Chief that kind of were – he wasn't a badass. He was just luck. And even Cortana talks about it's not his badassery. It's just his luck that's so great for him. It's not here. He's not even a badass. He just takes his helmet off. Like, he doesn't show off any of that. And it's just – it's weird – they don't build any character. Like, it's, I don't know. It's, maybe it'll get better as it goes on. Cortana is in this at some point in time. It's the end of the war between the humans and the Covenant. So, like, what that means will be interesting. I just hope it gets better and there's less force feeding of it's a video game. Like if I see them like switch grenades, I'm gonna be pissed. You know what I mean? Like it just pops out. Nope, not this one. Next, and he chucks it. Be like, all right, I'm turning off. So we'll see. Maybe it's just because I'm a Halo nerd. All right, guys. So we talked about Halo. We talked about a Witcher game. We even talked about a stretchy guy who is by Luffy and is a pirate with his little buddies, One Piece. Is there anything else we want to talk about today?
I am just want to remind people, 13 days. 13 days until the 20th anniversary Kingdom Hearts event.
Is that what's in 13 days? 20, that they're going to give us more information on that?
Yep.
You know what would be awesome? If in 13 days at the 20th anniversary for the Kingdom Hearts event, they give us information on Final Fantasy VII Remake, that would be a worthwhile event.
Yeah, you're just a hater.
This old. All right, Ash, why don't you? What day is that, Matt?
I can't even tell you.
30. Well, thanks for that.
I just know 13 days from the 28th.
Like the 6th? What is that, the 11th? That Wednesday, Thursday time period?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So 13th, 14th? That's more than 13 days, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like 6th or 7th?
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere. Right. It's in there. Time's hard. Ash, where can they find us at?
So you can find us on all social medias for the most part, as well as most of your podcast broadcasting places, apps included. We are the TDM Show. We talk about video games. We talk about video game related things, sometimes not so much video game related, just funny or entertaining in general. You know, like Greg's age.
Yep, my age is millennials. Millennials are funny and entertaining.
Yep. And then as you well know, we do go live at least once a week. Sometimes we have a little break in between if there isn't a whole lot out in the gaming community, but then we always come right back at you, boomerang. That being said, share us with your friends, turn on that notifications, make sure that when you do share us with your friends, they share us with their friends, and then the train continues. Because when we all grow together, I grow.
That's all that matters, right? As long as you grow.
Yep, exactly. Well, then of course with you guys as well. I love you guys, even though
you pick on me. Where can they find you? Where can they find you growing at?
You can find me on Twitch. You can find me on Instagram at @MS_SparksMattis. Same thing on Twitters. I don't really use Twitter much other than to announce when I'm going live or when I'm sharing the podcast ever so diligently. Yeah.
Matt, where can they find you taking awesome pictures? I've seen them.
Thank you. First of all, Ash, I don't know if you meant to do like a little Avatar The Last Airbender call out with the boomerang comment, but that's what I associated with, so hats off to you for that. Which there's more Avatar The Last Airbender content that's being pumped out that's coming out soon, so I'm super excited about that. But if you want to keep up with all of the mishappenings that I'm always getting into, you can tweet at me at @Matt_Agutu. And by most mishappenings, I'm just at this point tweeting about KU winning March Madness, because that's what's going to happen, because Duke must be stopped.
So you were one of the quiet ones last night who was tweeting about KU and not slap heard around the world?
Well, KU played earlier in the day, so I was tweeting about them then, but the slap heard around the world was
it was something else, man. I have more activity on my Twitter account than I ever had in my entire life. Okay. I don't know if I have a good take or bad take, but we'll talk about it.
There's a take.
There is a take.
How about you, Greg?
I'm sorry, I thought you were still going, Matt. I was interrupting you. You can find me at Tonksy, TONNKSY, where people will misspell my handle as TONKS. Freaking insane. Thanks for calling me out, bud. But that's usually where I'm just going to tweet about the show, or more importantly, Sea of Stars, or at Sea of Stars video game. Because it's an awesome game that I can't wait to play. And they just showed off parkour in one of their old cool little villages. So can't wait. Please let me play that game right now. Please, just a little bit. Appreciate it. Anyway, guys, we love you. Stay safe. Wash your hands. And if you're going to make a slap, just powder them first. Get that good. Love you. Bye.